You couldn't make it up. English news on February the 14th. The English phlegmatic spirit is captured in the phrase, if you can't beat them, join them. It's a pragmatic approach to life that representatives of the Chinese state seem to be adopting in a surprising reversal of their usual official aversion to anything to do with the internet. The heart of the traditionally stiff and remote state persona has been softened by a rabbit, albeit a mechanical one. It's called Jade Rabbit, and for 2 weeks the people of China have resigned themselves to the belief that it died more than 380,000 kilometres from home on the cold and lonely surface of the moon. Jade Rabbit is China's first lunar explorer. It had reported a mechanical problem just before going into the 2 week hibernation that it adopts to survive the extreme cold of the long lunar night. For a fortnight, the world's most populous nation held its collective breath as the government tried to prepare them for the worst by releasing stories that gave little chance of recovery to the rodent robot. Imagine then the excitement, the joy when Jade Rabbit's internet voice was suddenly heard again yesterday morning saying, "Hi, is anybody there?" This Chinese equivalent of a tweet has been retweeted 100,000 times and has elicited more than 60,000 comments. If we take a moment away from the romance of this Valentine's Day story of love between 1.3 billion people and a metal moonshot, we can start to wonder how the bug-shaped bunny was writing and sending social media messages. Apparently, there's a team of prosaically earthbound human avatars closely associated with the space program who are generating Jade Rabbit's internet voice. Nonetheless, we can imagine that they're well informed and have official approval to raise our hopes, so the roving rabbit's return to some form of life seems likely. Don't say, "It's only a robot, for goodness sake." Do say, "What a sweet thing for Valentine's Day." That's all for now. Bye.